Okay, so I am adding this extra little bit to the post today because we recorded the actual episode before the game, and of course now we're after the game. It's been about, what, 2 hours since it ended, and yeah, we got our first no-hitter.
I can't believe it. A no-freaking-hitter, and I missed most of the game.
Yeah, you're not the only one. Matt missed a lot of the game.
Yeah, sister's wedding. I mean, at least he has more. I was able to watch the ninth. I will say that. I was able to catch the ninth because the sushi restaurant we were at had a TV in the corner, and I was like, okay, I didn't want to do this. I knew the game was on, but I'm trying to ignore it for the sake of, you know, not being rude. But he's throwing a no-hitter, and it's the ninth inning. So I would watch with me if I were you, frankly, because this is history.
Yeah. So did you get to see any glimpses at all of what happened early on?
I did not. No, I heard there were six walks and a balk.
Yeah, it was a little unstable there. Basically, Jimenez started off really wild, and then at about the sixth, maybe, he kind of just decided, well, I really don't feel comfortable pitching out of the windup right now, so he pitched the entire last four innings out of the stretch.
Yeah, no, the guy is just, he knows how to adapt to his own, he can read where he is in games, see what's working, see what's not working. He is really, really maturing as a pitcher, and this is just evident right now. He says, hey, this isn't working, I'm just going to go ahead and no-hit you guys from the stretch. I'm Ubaldo Jimenez.
Yeah, it's very exciting, and, you know, I never watch any of these ESPN-type shows, Baseball Tonight or SportsCenter or anything, but I just had to turn them on, and it is really funny seeing this highlight all of them. It's fun.
I'm surprised they have room to mention a no-hitter for the Colorado Rockies with all the NBA basketball going on and the fact that East Coast teams exist.
Yeah, and the fact that there's a crazy 20-inning game going on. Is it over yet?
Let me check. I the last I heard, it was the 17th.
It got at least to the 20th. It got at least to the 20th.
I heard the 20th. Loesch is in left field, and Felipe Lopez is pitching.
Yeah. Nice.
First link on MLB.com right now is Ubaldo Jimenez no-hitter. But it looks like the Mets pulled it out in the 20th.
Okay. So, yeah, I saw that they were ahead 2-1. I take it that was the final score.
That was the final score. Oh, no, it was a 20. It looks like they got on the top of the 21st.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. Pitchers for the Mets, Santana, Igarashi, Feliciano, Nieve, Takahashi, Meija, Valdez, K-Rod, and Mike Pelfrey. St. Louis pitch Garcia, McClellan, Boggs, Miller, Mott, Dennis Reyes, Hawksworth, Ryan Franklin, Felipe Lopez, and their pitcher of record, Joe Mather, left field.
Huh. Fascinating.
Crazy night for baseball, but Ubaldo, I mean, no hitter. We know it was kind of a thing where we were the team, and we had no hit by Hideo Nomo, and we'd never had a no hitter and nothing like that. Yeah, don't you tell me that the Rockies can't pitch. Don't you tell me the Rockies can't pitch.
We are now. There's now only three teams left that haven't thrown a no-hitter, and one of them is the Mets.
Well, the point is it's not us.
Yeah. Mets, Padres, and Rays, I believe, are the only ones left. So, yeah, no, it was a big moment. It was big enough where my first thought was we're going to have to record something else to add because it's just too big an event to ignore for a week.
Oh, yeah. No, there's no way we could get away with not recording anything about this for a week, because the excitement will be all over by then. So I sincerely hope you all enjoyed it, because even just watching the ninth there, that was pretty exciting, because everyone knows that six innings of a no-hitter is usually pretty boring until you get to about the seventh or the eighth, and you're like, whoa, hang on.
It was the most intense baseball I've ever watched.
Oh, yeah?
I felt like I was going to have an aneurysm. Yeah, I felt like I aged 3 years in those last two innings. I don't know, did you happen to see any clips or highlights of the Fowler catch?
I did. I saw the Fowler catch, that diving catch in the gap in left field.
That was right at the right spot, because that was the point where everybody was starting to realize, wow, this could actually be a possibility. And, you know, everyone's first thought is, oh, right as I was thinking... Right as I just started thinking it was possible, now there's going to be a double. But nope, dive, catch, it's that easy.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to go down quite as hot as Dwayne Wise's.
It's not. And it wasn't quite as impressive. And, I mean, it wasn't for a perfect game either. But, you know, it saved. It single-handedly saved the statistic. So.
Yeah, no, go Ubaldo. Way to get that statistical anomaly. Way to be awesome. Way to be Ubaldo Jimenez. I love you.
Yeah, that about sums it up. And I do have to say that what a way to bounce back after those last two games.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just getting taken apart in that last game. And
we follow two of the most embarrassing performances we've ever seen with...
Well, I wouldn't say ever, but...
Well, okay, that I've seen, that I have watched live. And that, I mean, it was just a fantastic way to pull everybody back in.
Yeah, no, a freaking no-hitter. That is fantastic. I'm waiting for someone to try to discredit it, but you know what? You can't discredit it, because Ubaldo Jimenez is awesome.
Yeah, the Braves fans have tried with the, oh, it was six walks. Well, there have been no-hitters with more walks than that.
There's this fella in the Hall of Fame. I don't know if you've heard of him. Nolan Ryan. Throwing a few no-hitters with a pile of walks in there as well. Yeah.
A.J. Burnett with 9.
Yeah, yeah. Let's not just say, oh, he walked a bunch of guys. I'm sorry, did any of them score? No. Were there any hits? No. I do believe that is ownage. Ownage!
Yeah. It was a fantastic performance, especially in the later half, and the fact that he can be throwing 98 miles per hour after 130 pitches is amazing.
Yeah, words cannot describe. I mean, I kind of wish I'd been there. I wish I hadn't been on a date when I was watching it. But you know what? I'm happy that I was even a small part of it.
Yeah. And it's funny because I was thinking back to the recording we did earlier today where we were talking about how Jimenez is the best pitcher to ever be on the team.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's very fitting now. It's.
I just like to point out this one thing. How many no-hitters has Tim Lincecum thrown? That's what I thought.
Oh, I'll bet he gets close if he doesn't get one eventually. I still like Lincecum.
Oh, I know. I'm just... How many no-hitters has Lincecum thrown? That's right, none. That's
fine.
That's right, none.
All right. Clearly, Jimenez is the king of the world.
King of the world. I'm at top of the world, baby!
All right. Well, unless there's anything else, I think that just about covers this fun, amazing game that we just watched. Or watched part of. So, we'll see y'all next week.
I hope you have MLB TV if you missed it, like I did, because that's what I'm watching the rest of the night.
All right, see ya.